right, 3.5 weeks to go to the Assembly election. 3.5 weeks then until Northern Ireland chooses the politicians and parties that will run Stormont for the next 5 years. Today, the Nolan Show starts its election coverage. We're putting party manifestos under the spotlight, as we do every time. We try to go into the detail to establish just what exactly these manifestos mean. We're kicking off today with UKIP and its Northern Ireland leader, David McNary. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. It's interesting because you said at the very, and by the way, this studio is covered with all the different pages of your manifesto.
Very good.
I've been up very late last night reading all of this, David. And you promise, don't you, in this, that this isn't empty promises. You promise in this manifesto that what you're saying you will be able to deliver.
Our manifesto, you know, really puts the case stronger than any other party in Northern Ireland on two particular fronts, Stephen. First, power sharing on a voluntary, not an enforced, mandatory basis. That's failed. And second, to exit the EU for Brexit and to restore the nation's sovereignty. Those are two massive issues for the Northern Ireland people to consider. And I know that I expect them to make a very wise choice in considering those. One, for the future of Stormont. Two, for the future of the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
There aren't two bigger issues in the whole of the world at the moment.
But this manifesto is stacked with references to the EU, David. The usual complaints about the EU, but that's a different vote. The Brexit referendum is on June 23rd. This is supposed to be your manifesto for the Assembly election next month, May the 5th.
I put to you and I put to the people of Northern Ireland, you can't separate them. We cannot go into a new Stormont in its sense, having not decided how we want to be in a Europe in a month's time. And the vote on Europe will have a massive impact on what happens in Stormont.
Yeah, but it's separate. The referendum will decide.
The two votes are separate, yes. But the issues are not separate. You need to have parties in Stormont who are telling the people how they are going to cope with the United Kingdom outside the EU.
But May's vote will have no bearing whatsoever on the European Union.
I think it will, Stephen.
May's vote?
I think it will. I think.
It will usurp the referendum, will it?
Well, what I believe, actually, and what we're picking up, certainly the reports coming back from our canvassers on the doorsteps, is people want to engage more with them on the EU referendum at the moment than they do on the Stormont issues.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through lots of the issues in your manifesto and let's just dig into it and see what you mean. Because you do say in this, Nigel Farage says actually on the manifesto's first page, political party manifestos are usually filled with arbitrary, overambitious targets and pledges that will never be kept. UKIP is different. It's quite a claim.
Well, we are different. That's where we've come from. We're different because we make ourselves different.
Okay.
It's a bit like that ad says, you know, it does what it says on the tin. UKIP do what we say on the tin. So we do what we're going to say on our manifesto.
OK, well, let's turn to policies then, will we? We'll turn to the health service. Massive issue for Northern Ireland. Page 5 of your manifesto says UKIP is going to get rid of hospital waiting lists. Wow. How?
We put £55 million a day into the EU, right? We've no control over the loss of that money. Bringing that money back out of the EU, the wasted money that it is, bringing that back and putting it into health services throughout the United Kingdom, but particularly in Northern Ireland, will make sure that we have the resources to bring about the reduction and the end of waiting lists. Simple fact. That's how you do it.
Well, in December 2015, David, there were 236,365 people on waiting lists in Northern Ireland. Mm. And you're going to get rid of all of those people waiting.
Yes, well, we're not going to do it overnight, OK? But at least we're saying we're going to get rid of it. We're not tolerating waiting lists. We were the first party to come out a year ago and say there are 120,000, I think I actually did it in your programme, 120,000 people in pain, in acute pain, waiting over 3 months for an appointment for a procedure. That's intolerable.
UKIP demand no more waiting lists for appointments to ease pain, you say?
That's the point I've just made.
Yeah. So how much would it cost?
The cost of it?
Yes. To get rid of these waiting lists altogether, as you promised.
The cost of it in terms of reducing the waiting lists.
No, not reducing, getting rid of.
Well, okay. Reducing the waiting list.
No, right, getting rid of.
Well, let me finish. Reducing the waiting list right down on a scale to where they end, okay? That cost would be £24-25 million over 2 years.
Simon Hamilton has just announced £70 million, David, indeed, in the last 6 months just to get them down a little. And you reckon it's £12.5 million a year over 2 years and they're gone?
Indeed. Right. We're challenging Simon Hamilton's mathematics, let alone anything else. OK, where does he get his figure?
Where do you get yours
from? Of 70 million. Pardon?
Where do you get yours from?
Well, where we get our figure from is working back the procedures that are needed to, the cost of each of those procedures that will reduce the waiting lists. You're talking minimal money to get operations done, Stephen. Our problem is not the money spent on how much does it cost to, shall we say, fix someone's hip. Our costings are based on the whole backup, the whole system clogged up. How much does it cost to get rid of that easement? That's where the problem is. The problem isn't in the doing of it.
Who did this costing for you? Was it a chartered accountant?
It was done by UKIP's... they weren't chartered accountants. They were the same people who did our West... sorry, I just haven't got... name on my fingertip. They were the same people who costed our Westminster Manifesto, they were, as far as I remember, university people.
I'm working this out. So you reckon it would cost £100 per person, roughly, because there are 236,000
people. To get rid of the waiting list, yes. Look, you've got to say you're going to do it. You've got to set out and do it.
How many new consultants and doctors would you need to recruit in order to see those 236,000 people over 2 years?
On the basis of how many we need, we have the actual... we have the numbers there to do it if we actually use the total health system. And I'm very glad to see that Simon Hamilton took my advice some months ago when he actually dug into the private health service as part of the National Health Service to get these numbers down.
Well, look, this is radical. Day one of our political interviews on the election, and UKIP said it would only cost £25 million to get rid of all waiting lists in Northern Ireland. Hospital waiting lists for people who have things like, I don't know, they need a hip operation. That's quite painful.
Hip operation.
How much would a hip operation be doing?
A hip operation is we believe is £7,000 in basic terms. That's how much it is.
But you've only got on average £100 per person.
Well, it's how it beds out, Stephen. It's how we take the numbers, right? We take the numbers and we say, the money that needs to be allocated that to reduce the waiting lists in Northern Ireland overall, on the basis of taking people out of pain, and that's where we are.
And who, David McNary, within the health service did you consult with when coming up with this detailed costing?
The UKIP consulted. The UKIP consulted with the National Health Service across the United Kingdom and broke it down on a regional basis, because the same as I am saying to you...
UKIP didn't consult with the Department of Health in Northern Ireland then?
No, they haven't.
Right.
The same as I am saying to you is that UKIP are putting the same policies to the people in Wales and to the people in Scotland for their respective assemblies and parliaments.
Did UKIP consult with the Department of Health across the water?
It did, yes.
It did?
Yes.
And they agree with these figures, do they?
What I'm saying is, okay, and let me put it very clearly, UKIP will stand over those figures in the manner in which they've been costed professionally and effectively by the party.
By someone at the university?
By the people that we've employed to do it, yes.
Who you don't know?
Well, you're putting me in a spot and trying to make an idiot out of me, Stephen. I don't know because I can't recall.
But okay? it is a huge statement for you to make to people currently sitting in Northern Ireland in pain, right?
This is why
I'm not taking a mickey out of you.
It's a
huge problem.
We believe it has to be done,
well, it's a huge
and
promise.
It can be done.
So for those people sitting in pain, back pain, hip pain, psychological pain.
For 3 months they've been sitting there, nothing happened to them. They can't even get an appointment for a procedure. Something has to be done.
And you're suggesting £12.5 million per year over just 2 years.
Yes, we'll get
rid of 236,000 people sitting on a waiting list.
What we'll do is...
Come on.
Those are Simon Hamilton's 236,000 people sitting on a waiting list. What we're talking about is people in acute pain waiting on, sitting on the waiting list that need to be shifted. They're going nowhere. They're in pain, Stephen.
McNary, the health service say $70 million will just reduce the waiting list. Just reduce it. And you're getting rid of all of it for a third of that.
We're contesting those figures. Where's the evidence from them that says that? Well, it is very easy to say we can't do it because $70 million, you know, will only reduce it, and we ain't got $70 million.
Well, you said
this is what's going to happen.
It's very easy to say we can't do it. It's incredibly easy for you to walk in here and say you can do it.
Yes.
And you're the local leader. You're the leader of UKIP in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And you haven't even contacted the Department of Health here.
The big thing about it is, Stephen, is the message to the people is that there's more than hope in getting your waiting list down.
Is it a false promise?
No, I wouldn't make a false promise, nor would you, Kip. There's more than hope in getting the list down.
Okay.
There is an aim and a target to get rid of them. Now, if you don't want that, then don't vote UKIP. If you want it, give us the chance. We will deliver. We will deliver on that.
Have you consulted any of the doctors' groups in Northern Ireland or the BMA, the British Medical Association?
Stephen, we have studied this subject.
Have you consulted them?
In a roundabout way, you consult everybody.
Well, who have you consulted in Northern Ireland about this huge promise to the people of Northern Ireland?
We have talked to consultants and we have talked to GPs.
In Northern Ireland?
In Northern Ireland, yes. Not their official bodies. You need to go beyond that. You need to go out and you need to talk to the people.
Okay.
Our GP practice business is in crisis, okay. Stephen.
Okay, so when you say that you have, when you say we have you talked to any medical professional in Northern Ireland?
I have personally talked to a substantial number, yes.
Senior people?
Senior people.
And they reckon 25 million eradicates a waiting list.
I would not put any professional in that position. What I have said to them is, this is our aim, this is our target. We believe it can be done. Every person in the medical profession that I have spoken to has wished me Godspeed to get waiting lists out of the road and to take it on board. You're dangling about this thing of money because you're believing somebody else's figures. Right? You've already accepted it's 70 million. Why? Because Simon Hamilton and the department said they would say it, wouldn't
they? No.
Read back all their excuses why they haven't done it.
No, the 70
as to why we're in that
position.
It.
70 yeah. million is just
well,
reducing
okay,
it.
You're accepting that. Read back. They're only protecting their own backs.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, here is the challenge, Northern Ireland. Here is the challenge. I would not make a false promise to somebody, and I know about it. I know about pain. I would not make a false promise to somebody to say your chances of getting looked after, of getting up the waiting list that you're sitting on are better now.
Well,
I would not do that.
It's one of the biggest promises I've ever heard a politician make over many, many years of political interviewing. So I just want to push this one more time. You don't know the name of the students? Fine. Which university carried out this detailed research?
Durham.
Okay. And they looked at Northern Ireland?
Yes. Look, UKIP are fighting an election. We're the only national party with representation in all parts of the United Kingdom currently. So we're fighting elections in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. The health issue is the biggest issue in every region.
Absolutely is.
We do not differ.
Okay. And because I'm going to contact Durham at 10:30
yes,
as soon
okay.
as I come off this programme.
Okay.
And they're going to confirm that 25 million would get rid of all the waiting lists in Northern Ireland over 2 years.
By 10:30, depending on when you let me out of here, right? By 10:30, I will be in touch with our people in UKIP National and I will find out who you should talk to. All right?
Well, it might not be Durham then.
No, it will be Durham, but who you would talk to in it.
You will also ensure that GP surgeries are open at least one evening per week, where there's demand for.
Where there's demand for, yes.
How much will that cost?
And I spoke to a number of GPs last week about this, about the cost, right? The GPs that I was talking to was saying it'd be minimal cost because it would be administration. Where there is a demand is down to the GP practice. GPs are like everybody else in their business. It's down to them to see whether they need to run their business 7 days a week if there's a demand, or whether they want it 5 days a week.
Not according to your manifesto,
it's not.
According to your manifesto, because you say UKIP will ensure that GP surgeries are open. That's not giving GPs a choice, that's you making them do it.
What I'm saying is it is down to them to decide, right, where they need to go 5 days, 6 days, 7 days.
So the manifesto is wrong.
Where there is a need, right, for 7 days, UKIP will ensure it. We will demand it. We will press it. We will ensure it. It is a policy that is a no-brainer.
So you will force GPs to open their surgeries at night?
Yes. If you want to put it in those terms, we will force GPs to deliver their general their medical practice 7 days a week. If that's what that community, if that's what they want, if that's how their business needs to be run, we will force them to meet that need because the GPs themselves will recognise that, Stephen.
Will they?
Of course they will.
What if they don't?
Well,
how will you force
come
them?
Back to the fact that general practice is a business.
Right.
And it survives on the number of people who sign on for Joe Bloggs to be their doctor. If they don't perform in their constituency, then nobody goes to that practice. What the point that needs to be factored into this as well is that GPs themselves, the general practice surgeries, they are in crisis. They're already telling us they're in crisis. And we need to deal with that.
And again, you have consulted, have you, with the official body representing GPs in Northern Ireland?
No. Look, where you're getting this? Hang on a second. This is our manifesto. This is what we say the people of Northern Ireland.
And you don't consult stakeholders? No,
hold
you don't force policy?
Hold on a second.
Onto doctors? You're not
are
even
you,
consulting
Are you
them?
Going to be talking to the BMA about their manifesto? Are you going to be talking to everybody
they're
who's
trotting
out?
They're not standing for election.
Oh, no. But they're lobbying and they're putting pressure. What I'm saying is this is real politics. Now get real with
real
the politics.
Politics.
This is real politics.
How arrogant,
we
David McNary.
Are demanding, we are demanding this for the people of Northern Ireland. And if it stacks up for the people of Northern Ireland, we'll take it through.
Don't you dare
challenge, you know, that there's something arrogant about UKIP standing up for folk, for people in pain, for people in this
Sorry.
And ensuring this. And have you costed everything? Have you talked to everything?
Imagine since costing
when,
something.
Since when do we sit down and talk to everybody when this is our politics, our policies, the policies that the people are going to support? Where did you get that from, Stephen?
Can I
that
remind you?
That we sit down
you?
And consult
Can
with everybody?
I remind you,
Do you know
David
where
McNary?
Consultations go to?
Maybe I can ask a question. Remind you, David McNary, that GPs and doctors in this country are stakeholders in this country.
Of course they are.
Live in our community.
Of course they are.
You come up with a policy to force them to work at night time and you don't even bother to consult them? How arrogant is that? Why didn't you consult them?
It is not arrogant if it is unnecessary. It is necessary to do it, so therefore there's no arrogance in it. If there's a need in a community where the GP service is failing them and it needs to be increased to 7 days a week, then let's have it.
And a GP wouldn't have some experience
at
this.
It's up to him. Look, he is a businessman today.
You're going to force them.
We will force them because it is up to him to do it now where it's need. If the GP doesn't see the need, then he's not reading his constituency and his patients.
In the manifesto, you say UKIP will demand a better deal for carers. Spell out that deal.
I've been a carer. Okay, I understand what the needs are for carers. In terms of the carer, there's two aspects of it. One, the carer who loses their carer's allowance when they become pensioners. In our opinion, that's totally wrong. Why should you? And the second is that there is no absolute recognition for long-term carers and the work that they do. A better deal for carers means that we actually recognise these unsung heroes, Stephen.
How?
And we take
recognise them how?
Recognise them in terms of the work that they are doing for those that they're caring for. And
by giving them more money or by just saying out loud they're doing a good job?
Well, if you can put it to being able to back up the carer with an allowance in the terms of relief for their hours, for having extra help for somebody to come in and give them a little bit of time.
How much extra 24/7.
Well, the number of people that I've spoken to in carers, in fact, only last week, a lady saying to me, David, is there any way you could help me? Even getting out to do the shopping, she said,
right,
is great.
Okay.
It would be marvellous if I could have someone who could sit in with Jim for a couple of hours,
okay,
to let me down, even for that person's own sanity,
all right,
Stephen.
That's one person. What I'm looking from you today...
Well, that's overall.
And that's very interesting.
There's a lot of it.
That's very interesting. And a lot of people like that, and carers do a fantastic job in this country. There's no doubt about that.
There is no doubt about it.
What's the policy? What's the policy? So define the policy. How many extra hours of respite is UKIP giving promising carers per month?
We're not in that part of promising. What we're saying is that we need to look at the carers. They are neglected. They are cast aside.
So you don't know what the better deal would be.
They are cheap labour.
Right.
They are cheap labour.
UKIP will demand a better deal for carers, but you don't know what that deal would be.
I've just told you what it would be in terms of a better deal for carers is looking at respite, is looking at giving
How
them
much
some
respite?
Time.
Have you thought this through? Well, look, the election's in May the 5th.
Not every carer has exactly the same details. Someone might just love to get a couple of hours. Someone might just love to get their loved one away into a respite home for a couple of days. It's not just, you know, one size fits all.
Nigel Farage says on the front page of your manifesto, political party manifestos are usually filled with arbitrary, over-ambitious targets and pledges that will never be kept. UKIP is different. Which is why I'm asking you for the specific. You don't have a policy for carers, do you?
Well,
there's not one inch of detail from you in the last 5 minutes on carers.
The detail that I'm interested in, Stephen, is the people who are listening to what I'm saying and talking to you this morning who are carers, they will fully understand what I'm saying and they will recognise what I'm saying as true and being a truth. And where we can improve the life and the betterment for carers, we will do so. That's a policy. That's a promise where we can do it. What I'm saying is...
But you don't know where you can do it and you don't know how much it costs.
I know all the areas you can do it, but what I'm saying is you can't actually put down a policy that says a one-size-fits-all for carers in that somebody might want 2 hours, somebody might want their loved one put out.
But you have
but
said
never
this
underestimate and never demean, and I know you're not doing that and I won't do it, the need that carers and the job that they do. They are cheap labour and they're viewed as cheap labour and that's a crime and that's a shame as far as I'm concerned.
But you have said this morning, to be fair to you, that the carers allowance for pensioners should not be stopped.
Yes.
So how much would that cost to unstop it?
I haven't worked that out, Stephen.
All right. Okay. Sure, we'll just pull that figure out of the sky then some other time, will we?
Oh, well, I mean, that's just lovely, isn't it? Is this how you're going to conduct this interview, that everything just has to be...
Costed.
You know, costed.
Costed, yes.
Everything has to be costed.
Nigel Farage.
Everything has
Nigel
to be costed.
Nigel Farage. Political party manifestos usually filled with arbitrary, over-ambitious targets and pledges that will never be kept. I'm trying to work out if we can afford it.
So, well...
You don't know much it costs.
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, and I thank you for that introduction, right? What I'm saying is, what UKIP say and what we say we're going to do, then we've worked out that the country must afford it.
Okay.
That they must be prioritised, that carers need a better deal, and we must afford whatever that is to help them. Whatever it is to help them along and improve their quality of life.
Okay.